As I mentioned before with Rachel and David, I believe a case can be made that the press has been under attack on three fronts: by those who claim fake news, by those who intimidate donors to nonprofit news outlets, and by those who gun down reporters and editors. No, the effects are not equivalent, but the goal is the same, and that is to shut the truth tellers up. This week, we heard testimony about how Alan Calleros and Todd Howe tried to get donors to Investigative Post to stop supporting the website. Stories like this should send chills down the spine of anyone who values democracy. Joining us today to discuss the testimony and the Buffalo Billion trial is Jim Heaney, founder, editor, and executive director of the Buffalo of Investigative Post. How are you, Jim? What's going on?
I'm hanging in there. How about you?
Oh, good. Just a few years ago, I remember you telling my listeners that Calleros and Howe had, Calleros in particular, had referred to you as a terrorist in an email and had badmouthed you to your financial backers. And this week's testimony is a reminder of how far some people will go to shut up the press.
Yeah, and as you said at the top of the interview here, there is a concerted effort in many quarters to make life difficult for journalists, people in power who do not want to be held accountable, and it starts with the President of the United States, and it continues right through the governor of the state of New York, and a lot of people who work for him, right down to the local level. It's almost become an epidemic of people in power who are really acting in very undemocratic ways.
Didn't Calleros send you a Freedom of Information request?
Well, he had his lawyer. The initial story that raised questions about the validity of the selection process for the developer that built what is now the Tesla solar panel manufacturing facility here in Buffalo. Story ran on December 22nd, 2014, and on the afternoon of Christmas Eve, like 2 days later, I get this email from Calleros' lawyer in the form of an FOI request demanding that I turn over the names of all my donors. Now, it was like laughable and offensive at the same time. I post the names of all my donors on my website, so it's no secret. We are actually a whole lot more transparent than many of the people we cover. And secondly, we're not subject to the FOI law. That is something that's geared toward making government disclose public records. And it was part of a very kind of ugly behind-the-scenes effort on the part of Calleros, and it turns out Todd Howe and others, to really thwart the work we were doing.
And now we know why.
Well, yeah. And, as I said, I did an interview with my partners at WGRZ TV News yesterday, and I pointed out that, we've given them lots of reasons to be angry because we've done a number of investigations on the Buffalo Billion that have really shown how the governor and his people have consistently lied to the public about the Buffalo Billion projects. But the response should not be what it has been. And I want to stress, it has not been successful. As I told WGRZ, every year we've raised more money than the year before. The community and people really across the state have been very supportive of what we do because they recognize the value in what we do. And in a time when mainstream kind of legacy news outlets are harder pressed to do investigative reporting because it's expensive and takes a lot of time,
right.
That's what we're in the business of doing. And we've uncovered a whole lot of dirt on the Buffalo Billion program, and that's why people like Andrew Cuomo has bureaucrats out there, attempting to do what they've done.
Just so my listeners make the connection, when you do turn on television news on your ABC, NBC, Fox, whatever, there's a lot of sports, there's a lot of lottery, there's a lot of fires and murders, and that's because they're very inexpensive stories to cover. Stories like the Buffalo Billion that take a lot of time, that take freedom of information requests, and a lot of sort of fighting with the institutions of government take a lot longer to do.
Yeah. Yeah.
All right.
We don't do talking heads, you know.
No.
We don't do pundits.
No. So the Investigative Post has done a lot on the Buffalo Billion, but it's not only this story. You have also done work, for example, on the Erie County Water Authority that prompted them to hire a legal firm to investigate possible legal action against you, as reported by the Buffalo News.
Yeah, and you know, I think the way to view the testimony this week in the Carlieros corruption trial, you need to put it in a broader context. There are powerful forces in government and really in the corporate world as well that are trying to stifle, if not silent, journalists. They don't want reporters reporting on their activities.
They just want to do what they want to do without anybody looking over their shoulder.
Now,
people don't like that, except that they're using taxpayer money in government's case.
Yeah. So we had, the news broke a story based on documents they had obtained that the authority, this is almost 2 years ago, didn't like a story we did in which we documented how they had taken shortcuts in their testing program to determine whether or not there's lead in the drinking water they supply to hundreds of thousands of customers in suburban Buffalo. And their response was to go out and hire a lawyer at considerable public expense to see if there was a way to sue us over the story. Now, they came to a conclusion, apparently, that there were no grounds. But it did result in a disinformation campaign. And, I got to tell you, Susan, to a growing degree, people in government just have this real contempt for the public's right to know. And it winds up being directed at journalists because we're kind of on the front lines. But, the real bottom line to all this is political and corporate powers do not want to be held accountable for their actions.
I think you're right.
That's what the role of a free press is.
So what are some of the things that you found striking in reading about the trial testimony?
A couple of things. David Doyle, who was a flack for Cuomo and then a flack for Carlieros, testified the other day that Howe was pretty much planted in Carlieros' operation to be the governor's eyes and ears into economic development activity. I find that very striking and really important because it begs the question, what did the governor know and when did he know it? And you got to believe, because Cuomo is such a kind of a control freak, that there was interaction between Howe and, if not Cuomo himself, then certainly his key staff. I for one would be awfully interested to know if Todd Howe were to testify, what Todd Howe would say about his interactions.
Yeah,
he's not the second floor.
He's not, I guess, going to testify, though.
No, he's not. And, I guess the prosecution's concerned because of his, checkered history here.
Right.
That he might not be the most reliable. But, boy, I for one would love to interview Todd Howe to say, so tell me about your conversations, your interactions with the governor's people while you were basically a mole inside the Carlieros operation.
So question for you on that. Wouldn't the government have asked that question?
Well, we didn't see it in any of the testimony so far. So who knows? Who knows? The other thing that struck me, and I guess I need to say, I'm not a lawyer. I'm not on the jury. I'm not in the courtroom hearing the testimony directly. So I don't know, if the folks on trial are guilty as charged or not. That said, to me, it's very striking that Carlieros and some of the other folks on trial went to the lengths they did to cover their tracks. If they were really on the up and up, why were they using non-government email accounts? Why were they deleting emails? Why were they using apps that would destroy communications shortly after being sent? There was clearly a concerted effort to cover their tracks. And it begs the question, what exactly were they trying to hide? And usually if you're doing things on the up and up, you're not trying to hide those things.
Right.
So, you know, the whole, it's clear, again, was this criminal? It's for a jury to decide. Was it sleazy? Was it unethical? Absolutely.
You know, that you say that is important because there we just, you know, heard some folks say from the Times Union that there are experts who say this is a pretty flimsy case on the government's part. And so there is a chance here that when the jury returns with a verdict, it might be not guilty. But that doesn't mean that they didn't do anything wrong.
Well, sometimes what's the saying that, you know, the crime isn't what's against the law, it's what's legal.
Right.
and clearly this whole process has a really bad odor to it, and the conduct of particularly the people in government is really indefensible on an ethical level, if not a legal level.
No, thanks to these trials, the Buffalo Billion itself is also under scrutiny. But the Buffalo News ran an editorial on last week, I think June 17th, stating that the Buffalo Billion basically they said it is successful. It's had a positive effect on the economy. And from some of your reporting, I'm not sure if you agree with that.
It has had, I think the Buffalo Billion may have had somewhat of a psychological impact on the community.
Positive one.
Yeah, positively. But in terms of a practical impact, you know, it has generated fewer than 1,000 jobs in a market of hundreds of thousands of jobs. It has really not moved the needle when it comes to actual employment. But beyond that, it is left this stain. we're talking about this trial, and there's this thing called opportunity cost. What could you have done with $1 billion if you were smart about it? And you know, the very first major story I did for Investigative Post when we launched 6.5 years ago was I took the governor's plan as it was at that point, and I ran it past a bunch of national economic development experts and said, you know, if you were going to spend $1 billion in Buffalo, how would you do it? And, you know, what are the do's and the don'ts? And I got to tell you, Susan, Cuomo has done exactly what the experts said not to do, which is throw it at a handful of trophy projects. You know, they said, you know, go for bang for the buck and create a lot of jobs rather than create a handful of Tesla manufacturing centers.
Putting eggs in one basket.
We're quickly
running out of time here. I do want to put in a plug for listeners to respond to these heavy-handed tactics. I mean, if you want to support a nonprofit funded investigative journalism, you can go to fundipost.org. That's fundipost.org. You can also read all the stories that Jim has referenced today on that website. Investigative Post, only news organization in Western New York dedicated to watchdog journalism. So, Jim, thank you. I hope you feel vindicated, and I hope we'll talk to you soon.
Take care, Susan.
Take care.
Support for the Capitol Press Room is provided by New York State United Teachers, a union of professionals in education, human services, and healthcare.